Once again, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And Merry Christmas to you. It's been a very busy week, and today is our last mass, one last night, and one today. And so thank you for coming to church on Christmas, and we celebrate today, as we heard, the birthday of Jesus. Again, give Amen. God a round of applause. We're so grateful today to see another Christmas. I often say that every day is a gift, and we thank God for the gift of this Christmas 2019. And so we're very blessed here at St. Martin de Porres Church, and as pastor, I have a chance to say thank you to a number of people. First to you, our church family, anybody visiting us today, we are very blessed here. So we're glad to be in church on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, just to thank God for all the things that God has given to
us.
As pastor, I'm grateful to all those in our ministries who serve, who help in any way to build up what we believe is God's kingdom in our midst. Join me in thanking God for our Christmas gift this year in Deacon Melvin Burton. Deacon's our new deacon, just ordained this year. So Deacon's first Christmas, he and his wife and his family, so what a blessing is to have him be with us. He helps us in many, many ways. We thank God for the word he offered today. What I heard was a gift, and don't take gifts for granted.
That's right.
But a gift is just that, a gift. And whatever you get, it's a gift from someone else. And the gift of Jesus is given to us today that we might share with somebody else. I'm grateful to all those in ministry, especially our altar servers, two young men in high school who've come to serve the altar today. So thank you to our altar servers. And a special way to our music ministry, Ms. Karen, Ms. Brittany, mother and daughter team. Thank you so much. We leave here today in the midst of, I mentioned last night, many challenges in our world, in our church. The gun violence that we often hear about just happens on a daily basis. But none of that can take our joy. The devil wants you to stop believing. The devil wants to take your joy from you. You can't buy joy. You can't buy it on Amazon or the mall. You can't take it back tomorrow, all those gifts we bring back tomorrow. It's a gift from God. And no one can take your joy unless you give it to them. So the joy that God gives us is not wrapped up in a present somewhere. It's the fact that God loved the world so much that he gave you a gift of Jesus.
That's right.
And we take that gift and share it, not just on the 25th of December, but every day.
Yes.
Every day truly is Christmas. Mm. And as we leave here today, we go with family or friends or watch the Sixers game. I'm going to do that a little bit. Whatever it may be today, we do it so with a sense of joy and purpose that God loves us. It's my ninth Christmas here as pastor. I've been saying the same thing over and over again.
Amen.
God loves you, and the kingdom of God is among you. Let no one ever take your joy and never forget the fact that God is with us each and every day. So may the Christmas joy that I have in my heart be in your heart. We celebrate each and every day just how good God has been to us.
Amen.
Merry Christmas to you
and
to your families. And we ask God to bless us for a very happy and healthy new decade, 2020 new year. Amen?
Yes.
For those who have not heard, we're not going to have Mass, of course, on Sunday, Holy Family Sunday, this Sunday. But we're not going to have a Mass on New Year's Eve. I decided to do something different this year. So we have a prayer line. And so on the website, but also in the bulletin, there's a number you can call and just join us for prayer. It's a prayer line, not a party line. So with the party line, go someplace else. But it's a prayer line, which means you basically just call that number at 11:45, and I'll be there with some scripture and some prayer and a chance us to be together in your home, in your warmth, in your safety, but a chance to pray. If you're out with family or friends, say, you know, let's just stop for a moment. And why don't we just call this number, put it on speakerphone, and pray together. What a beautiful way to cross over to a new year. Amen? Good idea, Father? Good idea, Father. All right, great. So join us for the prayer line next week on New Year's Eve. Let's stand now for our final blessing and our going forth. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let's look up today. We don't look down on Christmas. We look up. And beyond this beautiful ceiling, there's a God who smiles upon you, a God who loves you, a God who sustains you, a God who's always with you.
That's right.
The word Emmanuel means God is with us. And so may the God of peace, the God of joy, the God of love and mercy, watch over you, protect you and your families and friends. May Almighty God bless you on Christmas, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Mass is ended. Go forth glorifying the Lord by your life, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You can dance it.